You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It is Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. How about this? During the Mike Vrabel press conference, we got news. First I saw it was Frank Ciravelli, hockey insider.
Oh, yeah.
My fellow hockey insider.
Yeah.
Josh isn't going to matter on Sunday.
It actually might have been when he said that. Yeah. But Frank Ciravelli saying, sources say Fenway Sports Group has reached an agreement to sell the Penguins.
All right, this is good. Isn't this good?
They can afford Bregman now.
They can afford Bregman.
Take all the salary of
Sidney Crosby. It's just a little
too
late for Pete Alonso.
Actually, Bregman might make more than the Penguins.
Oh, than their payroll?
They were shedding salary last
year. Yeah, I bet he does. He actually makes way more than the Penguins. So this might not help.
Well,
can't hurt.
No, it can't hurt. He found some loose change in the sofa there.
That's true.
By selling the Pittsburgh Penguins.
That should
look hurt. Every time John Henry buys something, I go, well, that's not great.
That's not great for the Red Sox.
So when he sells something, maybe it's probably better for Liverpool than the Sox.
Liverpool just spend a bunch of money, so that's where this Penguins
probably the real answer.
So you can bet one player. So you can get one midfielder. He had to sell the Penguins.
Look, if you sell the globe and everything else while you're at it, if it helps you bring back Alex Bregman and actually spend money on your team, I'm all for it.
I know people are calling for him to sell the Sox. I feel like it's very unlikely when the name of the group is Fenway Sports Group. I don't think he's selling the Red Sox.
You could just go FSG.
Sports Group?
FSG.
Oh, FSG?
Yeah.
Kentucky
Fried Chicken.
Well, that's because they get sued. It wasn't real chicken. Yeah, they had to get out of there.
But now they're just KFC.
Yeah, you're not real Fenway. You're not real Fenway. Yeah. So you got to call it FSG.
Just go full time to FSG.
I guess
what it is.
So you think this is a good move?
Well, it's not bad.
It's not a bad move. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what was I earlier today? I was at Bregman 33% back. You were at what?
7.
I'll change the 35%.
All right, 8.
Good. So it's good.
Yeah, 5 or 6.
7 or 8.
Good. It was good. Better.
Call.
We feel
it's
better after
better.
This news. Fine. Good. Okay, good.
The best part of Jones and Keefe is Grab Bag at 1:30.
Adam Silver, NBA Commissioner Jones, said that they are going to make a decision in 2026, which is merely 2 weeks away, on whether or not there's going to be expansion in the NBA.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they were going to put an end to my NBA Cup.
No, the NBA Cup last night, congratulations to the Knicks. They won.
All right, so where would they Seattle and Vegas? I'd imagine those would be two prominent ones, no?
Here's what I would do.
Oh.
Show them any Washington Wizards game from this year and say, we need more teams? This is one of the teams we have now.
Yeah.
We don't have enough players. The league's very talented.
Yeah.
A lot of good players in the NBA.
Yeah, but then all the greedy owners go, yeah, good point, but how much do I get for an expansion fee? And they don't give two craps.
We can't sustain more teams. We can't do it. The Pelicans, the Clippers, the Kings, the Pacers, the Nets, they all already exist.
Yeah, it's
they're horrible.
It's arguably a sport that needs expansion the least.
The least.
But yeah, they're going to, where do you think they'd move to?
Oh, if Seattle. They expand? I mean, the Seattle Supersonics should be a team.
Right?
Oh, in Vegas? Yeah. I guess those would be the two.
That's one that, that's actually probably what John Henry's saving up money for, is an expansion NBA team in Vegas.
They'd
actually
both have to go to the Western Conference, though, wouldn't they? And then, so what does that mean? Do you bump New Orleans and Memphis to the East?
Yeah, who goes East? Good question.
Memphis.
Memphis should probably be in the Eastern Conference. Yeah. Good point. Yeah, bump them over.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just solved it.
God damn it! Douglas, come on. What the hell are you doing?
Excuse me?
You can't be blowing all these bubbles at work.
They don't hurt.
Don't blow those.
They're just bubbles, Ron. They pop.
Yeah, well, they're in Doris's hair. They're all over her hair.
So?
So, you're blowing bubbles. You're doing the cha-cha with Doris. This is a workplace, not a grab bag parlor.
What in the world are you talking about, man?
Number three show.
That was actually, you're confusing the Tim Robinson project.
That's from Friendship?
The number three movie for me was Friendship. That's from the Chair Company.
I'm thinking we did shows. We did movies.
All good.
You're right.
We'll do shows to start January, because there's still a couple good ones that have to wrap up here this month. Celtics off last night. They're off tonight. They're off tomorrow. They don't play again until they take on Miami on Friday night at home as they try to snap a two-game losing streak. But we had Turp in earlier. If you missed any of that, you can check it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. The Eastern Conference teams 3 through 9 are separated by like a game, so including Miami. So it'll be a little chance to bounce back, and remain in the top six, which is where they're at right now. So we'll see. Let's see.
Well, I hear the grab bag coming. It's rolling round the bend. Jones and Keefe haven't seen the sunshine since. They don't know when. Well, they're stuck in Brighton prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that grab bag keeps rolling on down to 2 p.m.
Healthy homestand for the Boston Bruins, who got a win last night over the Mammoth.
I heard the rodeo's coming to town. How do they have so many home games in a row there?
I don't know. They play tomorrow night home against Edmonton, Saturday home against Vancouver, Sunday home against Ottawa, and then Montreal on Tuesday at home. So all these Canadian teams coming to the Garden. But the Bees have now won 5 out of the last 6 games. Just a brief hiccup against Minnesota.
I am very plowed and pleased.
How can you not be plowed and pleased?
Well, I think we all are.
Yeah,
it's the good chemistry. It's the good vibes.
We did hear a lot about how good the chemistry was.
That is only half the story. Of course, one would have to go, well, what is Charlie McAvoy talking about with said good chemistry? But right. I think we all know.
Yeah, I think we.
I think all the grown-ups know.
I think we certainly do.
Yeah.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want grab bag.
You can't handle the
grab bag.
Notre Dame Fighting Irish running back Jeremiah Love is going pro. No surprise. I think he's expected to be like a top 10 pick, right? He'll be the top running back.
Field Yates put out a mock last week. I think he had him like 14 to KC.
Oh, okay.
So something, but, right.
He's heavily mocked to KC.
Thereabouts, yeah. Hmm. And they just keep moving up in the box, yeah.
That'll turn around. Yeah, they do. they really do. They can get him whatever they want.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
We mentioned this earlier, but I'm curious where this goes from here. So the Miami Dolphins have benched Tua Tagovailoa in favor of Quinn Ewers, the former Texas quarterback.
Pretty gross.
So I assume, I mean, barring injury, it'll probably be Quinn Ewers in the season finale against the Patriots. But what do they do with Tua? What happens with Tua now? I mean, no, what though? Who's taking him?
Well,
they owe him quite a bit of money.
Do you think it's an either or? Do you think it's McDaniels or Tua? Or do you think they're both gone?
McDaniel?
I'm sorry. McDaniel, not Josh McDaniels. Sorry.
Well, I thought he was gone a while ago.
Me too.
And then they were like, no.
Josh isn't going to matter on Sunday.
They're like, no, we're keeping this guy. And you're like, all right, I guess they're keeping this guy. And then he's actually won a few games. I guess let's see what the final record is. But probably start all over. If you can.
That's probably the right answer. I think the person with a better chance of surviving is Mike McDaniel. So Tua's going to be gone. Mm-hmm. And, look at the dead cap money. Oh, how are they going to do that? They'll figure it out, whether they have to trade him or outright release him. So, yeah, I bet he plays somewhere else next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Has Bob Ryan tweeted?
I'm still going to say no.
No.
What?
Uh-oh. I know. It's been too long, actually. We have not seen tweets from Bob in a little bit. It was pretty consistent the last couple of weeks. And you're making a face.
Oh,
but
no. I hope we haven't stumbled on anything here.
I obviously hope that as well. That would really be the worst way to go about with this bit. But we started something, and now there's no getting out of it. He hasn't tweeted, though.
When was the man's last tweet?
The man's last tweet
Probably about an eye test or some AI gilf.
Yeah, it was... On this day, December 14th, 1974, this film premiered with this cast. Do you remember it? That was from Noir Chick in Old Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We know her, yeah.
And he said, I could watch, quote, that's entertainment once a week. He also answered the show your age test, 1 point for each thing that you've used. Remember that one rotary phone?
Yep, I was 19.
So that was that was 3 days ago.
Okay. Oh boy. Okay. Maybe he's on vacation.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
This is...
grab bag.
Yeah, maybe that's it. All right, Jones, let's find out who the best NBA player was from last.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Last night, obviously, it was a big game, the NBA Cup. Who was it? Was it Karl-Anthony Towns, 16 points, 11 boards?
Nah.
Was it Luke the Murder Cornet, 14 points, did grab 6 rebounds?
Lost.
Was it Stephon Castle, 15 points, 7 boards, 12 dimes?
Ooh.
Was it Dylan Harper, good rookie, 21 points, 7 boards? Or was it OG Anunoby, 28 points, 9 rebounds?
I guess him.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
Okay, we have a random ball player who was an outfielder for 5 teams over the course of 9 years.
Okay, that's a hint.
He was teammates with Jair Jurgens.
Oh, good.
I played
where?
For Detroit.
Oh.
Also played for Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Texas, and the Cubs.
Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Texas, and the Cubs. Outfielder,
most
at one point teammates with Jair Jurgens.
Joey Gallo?
Not Joey Gallo.
Ooh.
He made $12.8 million in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
You know.
More than Jair Jurgens.
His agent was Adam Katz.
Good agent.
He did. Was he?
Yeah.
He did not have a notable nickname, apparently. Cup of Coffee 01 hung up the spikes after the 09 campaign.
Cup of Coffee where?
Cup of Coffee, really with Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Texas, Chicago. Mostly known for being a Detroit Tiger. Twitch has it. 28 home run season, 23 home run season, and a 20 home run season. Drove in 92 runs in 06. 252 career hitter, 115 career dongs, and would be in the outfield. He also...
Brandon Inge?
No, it's not Brandon Inge.
I like Inge.
I like Inge, too. If you could get Inge, I'd get Inge.
If you get Inge, I would get him.
He was on the 06 World Series team that lost the World Series to the Cardinals. He did sock a couple of World Series home runs. If you remember that 06 home run.
I brag.
Left field, primarily.
I board opted that World Series at the old 890 ESPN brag.
Yeah, the little bit of right field.
Yeah.
Text line also has it.
I got nothing. I'm 0 for 2 today. This is extra frustrating. No, I don't know.
Well, they spelled Twitch it wrong, but they have it.
Chris Belton Shelton?
No.
Oh. Craig Monroe?
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
Chris Belton Shelton.
Craig Monroe.
He'd knock you one.
Craig, don't call me Greg Monroe.
Greg Monroe.
His twin brother played for the Celtics.
Got it.
Former Georgetown.
Oh, yeah. Him and Jeff Green. Good team.
They were really nice.
Yeah.
Craig Monroe? No, I guess. You haven't had him before.
Don't even remember him.
I'm winning the week.
You are.
Yeah, it was not Chris Belton Shelton.
Chris Belton Shelton topped out. He topped out with 18 in 2005.
Yeah.
That was a good guess. I wish I came up with that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, 18. I feel like he was one of those guys who hit like 10 in April and then just didn't do anything else for the rest
Belton
of the year.
Oh, Belton Shelton? Pick him up in fantasy and then just fall off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember Craig Monroe, so I can't speak to him. I do remember Chris Belton Shelton.
Craig Monroe.
Hot commodity early on in one fantasy year.
Yeah, he was a part of a pretty good outfield. It was Curtis Granderson, the Grandy Man can.
Sure.
Maglio Ordonez and Craig Monroe in the outfield. He was teammates with Inge and Chris Belton Shelton.
Good team.
Yeah, it's a good squad. I don't wonder they went to a World Series.
I really can. Okay, well, here's your random ball player each and every day here in the grab bag on Jones and Keefe. We'll get you a random football player tomorrow. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. It's also how you get in touch with WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.